In 1994, a joint NASA and Department of Defense mission called Clementine dramatically changed our view of the moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Clementine was the first U.S. mission to the moon in more than two decades. The mission's primary objectives involved demonstrating new lightweight components and sensor performance, and those sensors certainly performed. In a month's time, Clementine mapped the moon's entire surface, including both polar regions, in wavelengths from near ultraviolet through visible to far infrared. More than 1.6 million digital images were used to create the first topographic maps of the moon in different wavelengths. Data from a radar instrument provided the first indications that large quantities of water ice might lie in the permanently shadowed craters at the lunar south pole, while other areas near the poles experience perpetual sunlight. A technical issue prevented Clementine from carrying out its planned flyby of an asteroid, but the detailed maps of the lunar surface proved that even a technology demonstration could accomplish significant science. And current uncrewed missions to the moon will add ground truth to those orbital observations made 30 years ago. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.